Hi, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment on Fired Up with CJ, Ragini Michaels, a speaker, author, and expert in behavioral change. And we're going to discuss how many steps is it? 10 steps, 6 steps, whatever. We'll count it at the end. some steps that you can take when you're feeling envious or jealous. So let's just break this down into like a whatever step process. So what's the first thing that you want to do when you're actually feeling jealousy or envy?
First thing you want to do is notice what you're feeling in your body. That's the first thing.
Okay.
Generally, you'll be feeling tight and tense and be moving actually out of your body towards something outside of yourself that you think will make you happy.
Right. And then you said also that there's an energy and an internal dialogue that I want it.
Right.
That's the first thing. Be aware.
Be aware of that and that your focus is now narrowed to whatever it is you want.
On the outside. Perfect.
Then ask yourself, what's going on here? And try to remember that what we talked about here, you heard on the radio, was that there was scarcity going on here. Somewhere in me, I'm feeling a sense of scarcity. Greed is happening, because I feel that it's not an abundant universe. Okay. Mm-hmm. Most of us can tune into that pretty well, because most of us don't believe the universe
is
abundant.
And then I feel empty.
That's right. Then you want to ask yourself, how am I justifying my needs here? All right. Am I blaming somebody for this? Is this real? Do I just think I'm unworthy? Do I think that they think they're better than me and they can have what I can't have? And am I being aggressive or am I pulling back? You know, being aggressive with jealousy and wanting to grab or harm someone.
Right.
Or am I pulling back and being envious and going into victim mode where, gosh, I can't have that. I really wish I could.
Right.
So ask yourself how you're justifying whatever it is you're feeling. Then ask yourself.
Wait, but what am I supposed to do with that, Justice? So let's say I'm like, oh, I just feel like I want that right now. How would I justify that? I mean, what do I do with that now that I know?
Remind yourself this is a story. Now, some of these are advanced concepts. Most people today have heard the notion of story.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a story you're telling yourself about what's happening. Actually, all that's going on is somebody has something that you like and you'd like to have.
Right.
Or somebody took something from you that you don't want, or they're trying to take something, you don't want to lose it. That's all that's going on.
Right. And then when they talk about story, that's like what the story is that we make up a story on why that was the case. It's because I'm inadequate for all these particular reasons. So it's to truncate the story part.
Or it's because your partner is inadequate and they're a bad person.
Someone is bad. You or
somebody's
someone else.
Bad.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody is less than here.
Okay.
So then when you get to that place, you can stop and examine what is your belief that's going on. And fundamentally, it will be, I'll be happier if I have this thing that I'm jealous of or I'm envious of. I'll be happier. That's the key fundamental belief. Or if my value gets filled here, like fairness, I will be happier. The drive behind this, if I can fill the greed, I'll be happier. Right? That's fundamentally what all human beings are after. Fundamentally, we just want to be happy and peaceful. So the belief is, if I get this, that will happen.
Right.
All right.
Well, then would you question that belief? Like, really? Am I going to be happier if I eat this donut?
I think that's what you do next. You question the belief and ask yourself, is that actually the truth? Most of us know after a certain point, it's not the truth.
Right.
Before you know this, it will feel like the truth and every fiber of your body will go, yes, it's true. Fundamentally, personal growth is about getting you to the place where you're on the other side of that. And you can go, I feel it's true, but I know it's not.
Right.
I know that's not going to take away my unhappiness, my sense of emptiness, my sense of lack. Then you ask yourself the question, what is actually more important to me, way more important to me than getting this? And that question will oftentimes take you more often than not to the gratitude for what you already have. Because you as a human being, if you're standing there capable of feeling these things, you're alive, you have desire, which on the good side causes you to be a creative, caring, compassionate, concerned citizen of the world, if you're lucky. On the downside, it causes you to be this way. So there's a lot to be grateful for, And so once you understand that dampens your greed greatly. And then you can sit there and say, okay, if I have this much, what is this emptiness on the inside? Can I sit with that with all that I have? If you can sit with it, it will turn into spaciousness, guaranteed. And you will feel happy. It's a happiness of a different kind. It's a different brand of happiness, okay? And that's what my work is all about, helping you find, is this different brand of happiness that's on the inside that doesn't go away. no matter what you do.
No one can ever take away your inside happiness.
No one can take it away.
Because it's inside.
And it's the open door to self-love.
Yeah, that makes sense. So let's go to, thank you, by the way. That's a great step process, I think, to go through. I don't know how many steps, 7, whatever.
Whatever it was. it'll show up on your website
all right,
with numbers.
So, spaciousness and moving from emptiness to spaciousness. I know you had a comment on that too.
Well, I think the comment that's most helpful here is to understand that we are human beings, but we also have an additional dimension, which is what spirituality is all about. It's the dimension where we see everything from a different perspective. Mm. That's really all enlightenment and awakening is. It's looking at what is from a different perspective than our normal human
one. You mean a witness perspective?
No, I'm not going to use the word witness. I'm not that dumb. She doesn't like that word. It's just a different way of looking at something. It's like if you look at something through a pair of glasses that are tinted blue and you take them off and then you look at the same thing through a pair of glasses that's tinted red. Mm-hmm. It looks different. Mm-hmm. That's all. Let's not even call it witnessing. It's essentially looking at something from a different perspective.
Right.
All right? So, but the point I want to make is that both dimensions happen simultaneously. Mm-hmm. That's why you can get from emptiness to spaciousness. That's why you can get from being totally involved in the moment so that it's all about you being less than. And a blink of an eye later, you can remember, oh, my God, I'm all right. Everything is okay, and what's happening is just what's happening. Okay. It's a different perspective. You move into a different dimension. Ultimately, we're both human and divine or spiritual or mystical, whatever word you wish to use. There are two dimensions of life that are happening for us as human beings at the same time.
Yeah, and I think that that's hard to appreciate at the time that it's happening, but to recognize it, at least intellectually or even unconsciously, that it is possible to be both in a sense of emptiness and to convert it into spaciousness because we are both human and divine.
We do it naturally when you're upset and you go out and you want to be in nature. Because why? The sound of the wind through the trees calms you. It makes you feel filled up. The waves coming in and beating against the shore calms your inner tumultuousness. Right? Mm-hmm. We naturally gravitate to nature as a way to access this other dimension.
Right.
All I'm saying is there's a lot of ways that you can access it where you don't have to go be in nature to do it.
Right. Right. I mean, and I think one of the things that you didn't insert in this, but I think you did all the time, is just breathing. I mean, the breath is the most simple way of inserting.
It is.
Life.
It lets you step back from your story and all that comes with it. You know how much goes into making a movie. It has a soundtrack.
Right.
It has music. It has, you know, different perspectives and different shots. You get to step back from it when you breathe and realize, ah, this is my inner story. This is my movie. This is my movie of my life that I'm living. Right? You can make it a good script or you can leave it to be a not so good script. It's up to you.
Yeah. Let's take a couple of deep breaths so that we remind our listeners to take a deep breath. All right. Well, that sounded so weird. I don't know what that's going to sound like on air, but it will be terrifying. Okay. I want to thank you, Rockety. Thank you for sharing your wisdom on us. And
you're welcome.
And telling us a little bit about jealousy and envy. I learned a lot because it's something that I don't necessarily feel a lot, but I recognize I do feel in some context. So it was very interesting to hear. And thanks to you, Chris, at WBLQ. Next Thursday in Fired Up with CJ, we'll be talking about, I don't know, what kind of car you want should buy to protect the planet. I think that's what we're talking about. We'll see. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.